This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Many school districts across Wisconsin can expect more money from the state next year. 57% of districts will get increased aid, but 30% will get less. The Milwaukee School District is getting an $81 million cut. It's mostly because of past overpayments while the district failed to properly report financial data to the state. A plea hearing is set for the 18th for the mother of missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu. Katrina Bauer and her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, are facing child neglect charges unrelated to Elijah's disappearance in February. Vang is due back in court in September. The Republican National Convention starts in less than 2 weeks. Milwaukee is busy getting ready for 15,000 delegates and other guests. Allison Prangy leads the host committee. She spoke with WYSN-TV's Up Front.
We want to wow them. I think a lot of people coming to this convention have never been maybe to Wisconsin, maybe the Midwest. They don't really know that much about our state.
But not everybody's busy. The Pabst Theater Group tells the Recombobulation Area website that most of its venues have no events booked for the RNC. Governor Evers is turning up the pressure on state lawmakers to release $125 million for PFAS pollution cleanup. Lawmakers counter the governor vetoed their plan to spend that money. Evers is making stops around the state, saying something needs to be done about the harmful chemicals turning up in Wisconsin's water supply. People who buy electric bicycles in Minnesota are getting rebates from the state. Lena Reynolds is with the Environmental Law and Policy Center. She says e-bikes are a good alternative to gas-powered vehicles for short trips around town.
In places that have done e-bike rebate programs like this before, I know Denver, their average participant replaced 22 miles of car trips a week. So that's a lot of gas that they're not burning.
The rebates are meant to make e-bikes more affordable for more people. Close to 1.5 million people will drive somewhere in Wisconsin for the 4th of July holiday. The Department of Transportation predicts peak travel times late tomorrow and again late Sunday. Information about traffic, construction, and crashes are on the 511 Wisconsin app or online. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Duluth Fire Department issued a warning for Park Point beaches for dangerous swimming conditions on Monday. According to fire officials, the warning trickled over into Tuesday due to the high risk of rip currents. The strong currents can be dangerous for even experienced swimmers, so residents should avoid going into the waters until the warning is lifted. Red flags will be flown in dangerous swimming areas. If you do get caught in a rip current, you should remain calm and swim sideways out of it instead of straight to shore. Law enforcement authorities will be on the lookout for boaters who are drinking while operating their boat during the holiday weekend. A nationwide campaign called Operation Dry Water seeks to discourage people from drinking on the water by reminding them that if they're caught, they could not only lose their boating license, but their driver's license as well. In maintaining the best boat safety as possible, law enforcement authorities are also reminding people that they should wear a life jacket when they're on the water. The St. Louis County Jail has turned to a canine to help keep dangerous substances out. According to law enforcement officials, narcotics canine Dusty and his handler are sweeping for drugs inside the cells at the county jail after an increase in overdoses over the last year. They say that even in the short time that they've been searching the jail, they've already found 2 fentanyl pills. Officials expect the pair to make a big difference, as illegal drugs have become smaller, easier to hide, and more lethal in recent years. 4 Superior residents have received money from the city meant to help them clean up their lawns with free landscaping. According to a Northern News Now report, over 300 residents applied for the Scenery and Home Landscaping Program to improve curb appeal across the city, and the 4 winners will receive between $2,000 and $3,000 from the city's $200,000 home improvement funding to improve their outdoor space. To qualify, residents must have property in a high-traffic area. A popular trail in Duluth's Chester Park neighborhood has suffered a great deal of damage due to the recent flooding. According to a Northern News Now report, area hikers say the heavy rains and floods have changed many of the routes on the Superior hiking trail and left them dangerously slick and slippery. In addition to the physical changes to the trails, officials say the increased moisture in the air has also created an insect hotbed. Hikers should check the condition of the trails before heading out. A 71-year-old man in Barron County died after going into the water below the Makana Dam to help his struggling grandchild get out. According to a press release from the Barron County Sheriff's Office, the man had taken his two grandkids to fish and swim in the area, and both were wearing life jackets. When one child began to struggle in the water, he went in to get the kids back to where they could stand, but could not make it back to the shore himself and drowned. The Chetek Fire Dive and Rescue Team assisted in finding him. Two people were killed in a head-on crash in the town of Superior on Sunday morning. According to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred around 8:30 a.m. on Highway 35 between Hunter Road and Gustafson Road. Authorities say 30-year-old Stephanie Weller of Duluth crossed over the center line and crashed into the car driven by 21-year-old Dustin Reul of Foxborough. Both were pronounced deceased at the scene of the crash and neither car had passengers. The crash remains under investigation. Duluth Entertainment Convention Center officials say the site is in a much more solid place financially after unexpected costs. According to a Northern News Now report, rising inflation, renovations to the interior, and a lack of cash flow forced the organization to ask for a $1 million loan from the Duluth City Council, but after a strong year, it no longer faces the cash flow issues that it did last year. The convention center has seen a revenue increase of 8% in 2024 and will be able to pay back the city loan. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers bow to the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Colorado Rockies have the worst record in the National League, but last night they beat the Brewers 8-7 in 10 innings. Things got weird in the fifth, game tied 3-3. Joey Ortiz lays down a bunt and is safe at first, but called out for running outside the base path on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Bunt attempt by Ortiz. Tough play. Gomber missed him. They're going to say that Joey Ortiz is out of the running lane, and he's going to be out. And now Pat Murphy is going to come and argue this play.
Pat Murphy on getting ejected, even though the replay showed it was a bad call at first.
The first base umpire said that he went more than 3 feet away from the player. In my judgment, I felt like he didn't go more than 3 feet away. If there's any uncertainty, go ahead and ask the home plate umpire. He took offense to that.
After a tough loss to the Rockies, what's next? Joey Ortiz.
Go win some ball games. There's not much to it.
That's Brewers third baseman Joey Ortiz with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwalbe. There is finally life in the summer box office with some consistency. Theater owners were happy for the fourth week in a row thanks to Inside Out 2, which kept the top spot for a third straight week, and the performance of Quiet Place Day 1. Inside Out 2 brought in $57 million at the domestic box office this past weekend, followed by Day 1, which pulled in $53 million, which was more than expected. Kevin Costner's Horizon, American Saga Chapter 1, was a bit of a disappointment when it came to both reviews and box office take, pulling in just $11 million. Bad Boys Ride or Die hung tough with $10 million this past weekend. The film that will not seem to drop out of the top 10 is The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, which took in almost $2 million in its eighth week of release, grossing a total of $168 million at the domestic box office. Inside Out 2 is the fastest nominated film ever to reach $1 billion in ticket sales. Will Inside Out 2 be number one for a fourth straight week? Very possible, but we shall see. Kevin Costner says he is aware he only makes movies for men. Costner told the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast that making movies for men is what he does. Costner admitted that men love to watch him in cowboy hats, and he loves to be watched while wearing cowboy hats. Costner also said men are more dismissive of mediocre reviews as long as the men they are watching are wearing cowboy hats. I took liberties with a lot of that, except the part of him acknowledging he likes to make movies for men. Here's a Pete pick you might want to take advantage of for some midweek movie watching fun. Check out A Quiet Place Day 1. The film has no huge stars, but is really well directed and paced. The scares and feels are first rate, and the best part? Watching it with a crowd where no one is making a peep because they feel like they are actually in the movie and will be attacked by aliens if they do. This is the third installment of the Quiet Place franchise and third film in a row that has reviewed very well. It doesn't disappoint. As predicted, Inside Out 2 became the fastest animated film ever to reach $1 billion in global sales. The film is a hit with parents and kids alike. It's been number one at the box office for 3 weeks in a row. If it keeps up this pace, it will pass The Incredibles 2 as the highest-grossing animated film ever. Inside Out 2 is the 11th animated film to cross the $1 billion mark. Eight of them have been from Disney Pixar. Cha-ching. Michael J. Fox continues to be an inspiration despite dealing with Parkinson's disease. The former Family Ties and Back to the Future star joined Coldplay to jam on stage at the Glastonbury Festival. If that weren't cool enough, Coldplay frontman Chris Martin introduced Fox as the guy who punched Biff in Back to the Future was one of his inspirations in becoming a musician. Michael J. Fox has been battling Parkinson's disease since his diagnosis in 1991. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. Our high right around 77 this afternoon, with the wind out of the south at 15 to 25, backing off a little bit later this afternoon. Tonight, clearing, low of 62. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.